Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we have heard in the Old Testament reading about the much suffering Job, how he was given one terrible news after another. And the final thing was that he was told that after he was robbed, everything was literally taken away from him, until finally he was told that the roof caved in and killed actually all his children. And getting all this news, he did not grumble. He didn't curse his fate and so on. But he did shave his head, and he put black thing on it, or white thing from the fires. He went on his knees and bowed down to the Lord, and he said to the Lord that he has came into this earth having nothing on him, and he's going going to leave with having nothing on it, and thy will be done. And he reconciled with what has happened. It accepted that it was God's will that it all happened, and he glorified God and thanked him for what has happened, because he says, as we take everything good from him and glorify him, we should do also when the bad things happen to us. This is the kind of faith he had. And this is the kind of a faith that we should start to develop. Are we like this? Or are we, many times when bad things happen to us, start to grumble and then start to feel bad about why this had to happen to us, and then start feeling sorry for ourselves? And God forbid, even instead of blessing God for what has happened, what he allowed to happen, we start to grumble, say, why me? Why me? Why did it happen to me? And we're not willing to accept the cross. But this is what it is. It's accepting the cross. Whatever God sends to us, whatever happens to us, is a cross that he wants us to bear. And that cross is given to us for our salvation, because there is no other way to make it to heaven without accepting the cross that the Lord sent. The Lord says, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. That's what the Lord has commanded us to do, actually, and to denying ourselves and denying our will. Maybe I want everything to be happening nice to me. I want to be full of health. I don't want to have any pains, any troubles, and I want to live in a peaceful way. But if it doesn't happen that way, if the Lord thinks that I have to go through sorrows and pains, and I have to endure all those things, and I have to thank God for giving me what may be happening to me, and that includes all kinds of bad sicknesses and all kinds of terrible things that may be happening, and persecutions and all those things. All those things, we should be learning to be grateful for it. And but what happened? The outcome of Saint Job? Well, he was able to get everything back finally, eventually, in a sense. But this is another sermon about it. In the meantime, we have to try to remember. Now it is the Passion Week. It's the second day. It's Tuesday, and we had the pre-sanctified liturgy, and we were fortunate enough to be able to receive Holy Communion again. But I have to feel very sorry about it, that there's so many millions of people have no possibility, no chance to receive the holy mysteries. How grateful we should be to our Lord, regardless of what sorrows and things we may have. And the sorrows we have, of course, what the Lord had told us that we will have at the end of the times. We see so little people have great faith and love for each other. And this is very sorrowful, especially for a priest to see when the people judge each other, when they get turn on each other, and they don't have nothing to do with each other because they have judged each other and they cannot carry the burdens of each other. And this makes, of course, for great sorrows. And when the parents, they see the children not able to love one another and shunning each other or even hating each other, this is the greatest sorrow. And all of this our Lord had went through, because he knew the heart of every one of those people that were there then, and every person that is living now, and every person that's going to be living. And he knows the condition that we're in, and he knows that there's so little love in our hearts for him, even though he had done all those things for us, he died for us and suffered for us. And so little love is left because of the lack of faith, and so little love is left for each other. But I beg you, my beloved, let's show the love. How can we show the love with each other? The main thing, of course, is to pray. I always try to say that to you. Pray for each other. Pray for me also. Pray for everybody, all Orthodox people. When we pray and we say our prayers, don't ever let it be just personally for me. When we pray, let's pray in such a way that our heart will be able to engulf everyone that we know and everybody that we don't even know, but everybody, for we know that everybody is being loved by the Lord. The Lord wants everyone to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to perish. And of course, the greatest sorrow is that people don't want to turn to him. And the greatest joy it becomes to him, as he has said in the parables, when he has found the lost sheep, when he finds the lost sheep and takes him and brings it, then there's a great joy in the kingdom of heaven and for everybody. Let's try to give our Lord some joy in the heavenly dwellers by changing, becoming better and better, cleansing our heart from all the stuff that is there that shouldn't be there, and that's keeping the Lord from making his abode there with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We have very little time left now before the Pascha. Just a couple of days ago, the people were shouting to him, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And in a couple more days, they're going to shout totally the opposite. They're going to shout, "Crucify, crucify." And you know why he's been crucified? Why they shouted for him to be crucified? For my sins, for your sins. And just be aware of that. It's not that the Lord was crucified by those people over there at that time. We have crucified the Lord through our sinfulness, through our sins. We have brought all the pain on him, because he went voluntarily to this great suffering to show us the great love that he has for us. Let's respond to it with having at least a little tiny drop of the love. That a little tiny, as a little tiny candle, so that it'll finally be able to be blown up into big, many candles put together, because we have love for each other. We have a couple more days. Yesterday and today we're supposed to read the whole gospel. We didn't have a chance to attend the services. And then I urge you and beg you to please make sure that in between the time the services, that you read the whole gospel, because that's what we're supposed to do in these 3 days of the Passion Week. And the end of the Gospel of St. John is going to be read together with the other Gospel or writers of the Passion or of the suffering that the Lord went for us. May God help us to humbly accept our crosses, and not only with humility but also with gratitude to our Lord. Amen.